Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Good day to you. I'm going to talk about the number two. The numerology of two is protection. It is, in Kundalini yoga, the negative mind. Let's think of negative and positive as opposite poles, such as on a battery. You have a negative side and a positive side, and you got to put them in the right direction for them to work. The way the mind works, according to Kundalini yoga, and according to my experience, is information filters in through the negative mind first, and then the positive mind. And the goal is to take that filtration from the negative mind and positive mind and make a choice from the neutral mind. This is why if I'm very excited about something or I'm very afraid about something, I try not to really make decisions. I want to feel a calm vitality when I'm making a decision. I want to know that I am home in myself, which I could call the neutral mind, before I say yes or no to something, especially something that's very important. But it's easier to do this with smaller things, and it's good practice. Let's talk about the number two, though. The negative mind gives form. It creates boundaries and structure. It's organization. My destiny number happens to be the two. So although I am creative, I have the ability to form a structure around my life and myself. I don't always do it, but I know that I have the ability to. One way to enhance or improve our ability to do this is to commit to a practice for 1,000 days. This is really where the idea that I was going to do this podcast for 1,000 days in a row came from. I needed structure and form in my life at the time, and now I have that in other ways. It's amazing. But what it did was kind of take the place of needing to do the podcast every single day for 1,000 days. However, if you're feeling like your life is in need of structure and that's something that you've always struggled with, I highly, highly, highly recommend choosing a meditation or a kind of practice and do it every day for 1,000 days, even if you don't want to, especially if you don't want to. Those days, make yourself do it. Not because you're wanting to force yourself into something, but because you want the result that that commitment will bring you, which is full on knowing and knowledge that you are able to create structure for yourself whenever you need it, wherever you need it, however you need it. I challenge you to do this. I have done a meditation for 1,000 days in a row. It was a long meditation and it was a moving meditation. Most people have not done that kind of meditation for 1,000 days in a row. Pick something that's 3 minutes long. Pick something that's 10 minutes or 5 minutes long. See what happens. See how your life changes. See how you're so much more able to flow because you have such a strong and steady foundation when you do this. Number two helps us set boundaries. Being strong in our second body and our negative mind will help us see ourselves as form. So we create boundaries. We know what we deserve and don't deserve, and we take what we do and we don't take what we don't. It helps us to organize our lives and create structure. The issue is fear is a real thing that the negative mind kind of feeds off. Or maybe fear feeds off it. I'm not sure which way it goes, but it doesn't really matter. Be mindful that you have access to the positive mind too. So whenever you're afraid of something, also look and see that there is definite potential and there is definite goodness to whatever it may be, and try to make decisions. Let the negative mind do its work of creating form and structure and showing you all the things that can go wrong so you can create that form and structure so all the things that you want can go right. But let yourself filter information not only through that negative mind, but also the positive mind, and let yourself see it from the neutral mind and come to your decision about things from that neutral mind. Meditating will help you know when you're in your neutral mind. You will feel like you are at home in yourself when you're in your neutral mind. Take a breath with me here and let it go. Take another one right into your heart, all sides of your heart, back included, and let it go. You got this. That's it. We did all the numbers. I started at 4 and I put 3 in December. Here's an intention of mine. I'm going to create a little series of all the numbers right in a row. So watch for that. If you'd like to support the show and help me keep it going, because it does cost money to do it, please go to laurachristine.us, support it, donate. You can also book yourself a session. So you're not only helping me support the show, but you're helping yourself get clarity and get courage and know what to do and know that you can do it no matter what it is in your life. We can come up with a practice for you to help you sustain what we go through in your session as well. That's all at laurachristine.us. And until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk soon. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.